92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite every Friday at 7:45. It is Chamber Chat, and in the studio, the Director of Membership and Sales, Heather Solomon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
I can't wait till spring. I can't wait. You know, it's just, I had all my spring stuff out, and then I had to, you know, scramble and find the snow pants again. So
I get it.
You know how that goes. These have been great chamber chats. I've learned a lot about the ambassador program, but now we have an opportunity to talk about membership and sales and why it's important to be a part of the chamber.
It is. And, you know, being a member of the chamber really provides an incredible amount of visibility with not only in the community, but the business community.
Okay.
So, you know, those community and business leaders that are out there connecting. I mean, the chamber is truly a community connector.
It sure is.
That's our job.
It sure is.
And, you know, putting people together that can support one another and truly, the goal is to increase business, right?
Right.
I mean, that's really kind of the bottom line. But along with that, relationships are built, friendships are built,
right,
and community support.
Yeah, you empower people.
We do. And if our businesses are healthy, our communities are healthy.
That's a fact. And I'm sure if you have somebody that belongs with a chamber and maybe they're facing some sort of, I don't know, hurdle with their business and mm-hmm. you might hear about it or something, you might be able to connect them with someone else or something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We are here to help, support, and promote each of our members. And we do that through a multitude of different ways.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You know, we're, and I'll tell you, in the last 12 months, in the next 12 months, there are some incredible things on the horizon. I have been so excited about these workshops for our smaller businesses where people wear many hats in a small business.
Yeah, you
and they're
do.
Not always able to get out and go to chamber events.
Yeah, you're right.
This is a wonderful way for our businesses to take a tool away to put in their toolbox after an hour virtual online meeting.
Okay.
These workshops, you know, we're gonna focus on, we're gonna do one that is AI. We will be doing another, which is amazing. ChatGPT is my best friend.
Oh, I just used it yesterday. I know.
Another will be providing a corporate CPA to kind of talk about what the changes are, what is coming down
right.
the pike for them mm-hmm. and what it means for their small businesses.
Yeah.
Another is a corporate attorney. I mean, how often do we get to sit and ask questions of a corporate attorney
without
paying for it?
And so these workshops, these are virtual then,
yes.
right?
They wonderful. Do not have to leave their business.
That's wonderful. But you do have to be a member in
you
order
do.
To get involved. And so if somebody wants to be a member, they go to grandhavenchamber.org and they can click on something that says join the chamber.
Yes.
What happens after that? Do they get a phone call or?
They go through and they just fill out the information,
yeah.
which is an application,
sure.
an online form, but that goes to me.
Got it.
So once that is completed, they will receive a phone call or an email from myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to meet with new members within the first week.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
is my goal because I truly believe that that personal relationship needs to be established
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
But also to help tell them how to maximize their membership.
Okay.
What's coming up? What's important to you
I
to
see.
Attend?
Yeah.
So really getting them hooked in.
Yeah.
And maximizing their money.
Because I feel like you know, Heather, you know a lot of people in town and you kind of have your thumb on the pulse. You do. You have to of mm-hmm. what's going on. You're everywhere. You're you know, obviously always at the chamber events, obviously, but you also do a lot to support nonprofits and different things that are happening, you know, in town. Your people know your face and that's really important.
And I've, you know, that's over years
yeah,
and years, right?
Sure.
So as a chamber member in the past,
yeah.
I maximized my chamber memberships, but I was also an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really taught me the value of what a chamber membership can do
yeah.
for you. And it's creating those relationships for the nonprofit side of things. I truly, for the past 10 years, have been, that's just my feel-good stuff. Right?
It is, yeah.
You know, that makes me sleep well at night. The organizations that I've been involved with yeah. over the years, the things that I've done, and I just, makes you sleep well.
Well, you're a good role model as well, you know, to your daughter. She sees you out doing all of these amazing things. You really, really are. And
I make her do them with me.
I'll tell you, and I love, yeah, I love the chamber chat that we're doing because I've learned so much from what April Tripp does, from what you do, from what, you know, Mike Rui, an ambassador that was in here. He was such a pleasure to have in here. And he took great, they take great pride talking about what they do. And that's
really
important, you know?
And I will tell you that our Ambassador Council, we are a smaller chamber, but we are mighty. And our Ambassador Council, the participation rate of our ambassadors is double what are some of our larger counterparts are.
Amazing.
And these people are just truly gifts from God.
It's really, really interesting. All the things, if you go to like the event page, you know, you just talked about the virtual things that people can do, but you've got the April Bash and Community Connections. We mm-hmm. talked about that yesterday. That's coming up next week and it'll be in my news. But you also do, you know, the early bird breakfast at the Spring Lake Holiday Inn. I've been to those. They're very informative.
They're incredibly informative, very structured.
Yeah.
You walk away after an hour and a half with a pocketful of information that you can take and utilize in your business for the next month.
I would agree. And then the farmer's market opens on the 3rd. My goodness. And
that
I know
is
that
around the corner.
I know you guys still need volunteers, so I'll make sure that I do a story about that as well. What have you learned? How long have you been in this position now?
I've only been in this position for about 2 years.
Okay.
I've been involved with chambers for, oh Lord.
It's been a long time.
32 years.
Oh, great. Okay. What's the favorite thing that you love about your job the most?
People.
I knew it. Yeah.
People, relationships.
Okay.
Helping.
Yeah.
You know, really trying to peel that onion and find out what they need and what's going to be helpful for mm-hmm. them. And that's what I love.
I love that. And, you know, in when you're out and about and you've got like your chamber thing that has the logo on it, it's kind of like when we're out with our GHN stuff, it's a badge of honor. You know, you're representing an organization. It's a badge of honor and you have to conduct yourself in a certain way.
You do.
Always be smiling. And, you know, if I were a business and you came into my business to welcome me to the chamber, I'd be very pleased. So you're just a breath of fresh air. So you guys got great things going on up at the chamber.
We really do.
You do.
For our size, the amount of content that we are putting out and the events that we are putting out that are really shifting and focusing more on our businesses.
Right.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to see what the next 12 months bring.
Yeah, I can't wait to see either. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this has been Chamber Chat.